Wellness Harrogate on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
Today on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show, we are talking about Wellness Harrogate. Now, in the studio with me, I have Francesca. Hello, Francesca.
Hello, Beth.
Now, Wellness Harrogate is, probably your better place to explain exactly what it is. Very shortly, we're going to talk about something called the six dimensions of wellness and go through what those six things are in order to be the healthiest person that you can possibly be. But first, before we talk about those six dimensions, tell us a little bit about Wellness Harrogate, Francesca. What is that all about and what does it do?
Wellness Harrogate is essentially a place or a space to celebrate what I call community wellness. And it's looking at a town as if it were, let's say, a lady, but equating its community wellness to her personal wellness. So the six dimensions of this community wellness would include the physical aspects, the mental health, spiritual well-being, the environment, the sense of security and safety, and the final one being lifestyle choices, healthy lifestyle choices.
So those six dimensions then, Francesca, like you mentioned, the physical one, that's kind of the easiest one that people know about. Mental well-being, that's something I think more and more people are becoming aware of in the current climate.
Yeah. I mean, all of them are important because it's about addressing all of these dimensions. Because if as a person or as a town, you miss out one of these, then your balance tends to go off and you no longer achieve ultimate wholeness and wellness and that sense of well-being. So in terms of Harrogate, it will go through the six dimensions. Harrogate is actually supplying enough in terms of physical fitness. So there are, as I say, over 70 gyms and health clubs and swimming pools, martial arts, boxing, all that different kind of stuff going on. There are over 70 options for people in Harrogate to choose from, which I think is ample. In terms of mental well-being, Harrogate's an amazing town for promoting and talking about and addressing the subject of mental health. There are lots of individual charities and communities. If you look at even how the NHS is helping cancer patients with the Macmillan Centre. They're using natural therapy now as well. And Harrogate is embracing that change and is forward thinking in that respect. When I talk about spiritual, it's important for a person and likewise for a town to also extend and expand their horizons and to also explore different areas. And it's not just a religious thing, it's something about being more enlightened, trying different things. And Harrogate is always open to trying different things. You know, with our conference centre, we welcome all cultures, we welcome all events. So it's simply, on a personal level, it's about deepening your understanding of life. And by doing so, whichever way that you choose to do it, whether you choose to go through meditation, through church, through reading, or simply by just bungee jumping off a cliff, you're extending and you're broadening your horizons. And our town does that all the time. We're very ingratiating and we're always exploring new ways.
Next one of the six dimensions. How is Harrogate doing when it comes to lifestyle choices?
We like to have fun.
We do.
We like to have fun. So not only do we work out a lot, we also seem to have an inordinate amount of restaurants, bars and cafes to choose from.
Work hard, play hard.
Indeed. And we've got two cinemas almost next door to each other.
We do.
So really we know how to. And we have all the salsa nights and we have all the multicultural cuisine on offer. We really are spoilt for choice. Mm. And that, again, comes into the whole sense of a town that is in balance.
We've got environment and security left then. Should we do environment first?
Yes, environment. I mentioned this dimension and I'm including not only the environment that in which you surround yourself in. So it's very important as a person, as a town, to be in an environment that's aesthetically pleasing and also a stimulating environment, because it's very important to have that kind of promotion of wanting to further oneself. And there's always scope for improvement, I feel, in any town, and Harrogate and its local council do embrace that notion. But we also protect our environment. We have a lot of things going on in Valley Gardens, at Harlow Carr, that are designed to protect certain species of plants and animals, and we seem to be very aware of this.
And then last but not least, security.
Essentially, it's twofold for security. It's personal security, and for anybody to fully feel the benefits of wellness, you have to be free from stress. Now, stress can come to you individually or as a town if you feel that the crime rates are high, but we have a low crime rate in our town, thankfully, and we have high level of police presence, relatively speaking. But the other side of security is also having financial security, and Harrogate certainly has a good level of employment. Mm. And in addition to that, there are movements such as BID, and the Federation of Small Businesses that are constantly promoting new business and encouraging more employers to come in and to improve the offer of work in our town.
So just to wrap up then, Francesca, those six dimensions of wellness in which Harrogate is doing splendidly well in at the moment, let's remind ourselves what those six dimensions are.
Physical fitness, mental health, spiritual well-being, lifestyle choices, security and feeling safe, and the environment.
If people want to find out more about what Wellness Harrogate does, and I know particularly you are very fond of working with other local businesses,
absolutely,
teaming people up yes, to make sure that everyone's getting the most out of it, where can they go for a bit more information, Francesca, or to talk to you?
It's at www.wellnessharrogate.com.
Wellness Harrogate on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.